The final day of the Minnesota legislative session has arrived, but there's no sign that Governor Mark Dayton and GOP majorities are anywhere close to a deal on the state budget. Lawmakers must adjourn their regular session by midnight, May 23rd. If no two-year state budget is in place, that means Dayton must call a special session to finish the budget. District 6A Representative David Dill is not hopeful of a deal.
Well, we have a huge problem. We've had a huge problem. It was relieved a bit when the last budget forecast came out by $1.2 billion, but it still leaves us with over $5 billion problem to solve. It's a wide division on how it is to be done, and I just ask that people be patient and understand that this is part of the negotiations process that's going on. It doesn't feel to me like we're going to have a resolution by the time the session ends.
The state's current two-year budget cycle ends on June 30th, and lack of a budget by then would force a state government shutdown. Dayton and Republicans are entrenched in a dispute over the governor's desire to supplement the state budget with new revenue versus the GOP's insistence that the state has enough money. Dill, on the other hand, insists that an all-cuts budget would result in historic cuts to health care, higher education, and local government aid, and result in a drastic increase in property taxes.
It is very meaningful to communities in our rural parts of the state, as well as even the metro parts of the state, and that this will have a lot to do with your local property taxes. It'll have a lot to do, in the end, with what kind of services you're provided in your communities, how your hospitals operate, how your nursing homes operate, how your schools operate. If you have a higher educational facility like Ely does in your community or on the North Shore, where we have extensions of higher education, it's going to have a huge impact on them, even if we did come to a resolution.
The last partial state shutdown was in 2005, when then-Governor Pawlenty and state Democrats failed to reach a budget agreement in time to head it off. Jay Anderson, WTIP News.